Now, back to the Bill Shanks Show on Sports Radio 93.1 WXKO, thesuperstations.com.
17 minutes before the hour. Thank you very much for being with us as we continue to play great meatloaf hits here on this Friday, where we remember the late singer who died earlier today. Anthony Dasher covers the University of Georgia football program and basketball, but we'll hold off on that. We want to talk positively. And that, of course, is for UGASports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at AnthonyDasher1. Hey, Dash, we haven't talked to you since last Monday. How are you doing?
Yeah, hey, doing pretty good, Bill.
Always great to have you on, and let's look back on last week. And, wow, it's still kind of hard to believe it actually happened, but it was one heck of a night, wasn't it, Dash?
It was incredible. I mean, it really was. And I know folks, you know, everywhere in the Bulldog Nation or maybe still pinching themselves a little bit, but what a game. And just that fourth quarter was just one. I don't think, you know, anybody who follows this program is going to forget any time, you know, soon. And there were some plays that are going to turn out to be, I think, you know, legendary when it comes to, you know, Bulldog lore. I mean, you know, Stetson's, you know, throw to A.D. Mitchell, but of course, you know, Keely Ringo's take six here right at the end to sew the deal was something that's going to be replayed and replayed countless times over the next few decades, I believe.
No question about it. You know, as my buddies and I were driving back to Louisville after the game, I brought up your comment before the Michigan game on that Friday. I guess it would have been three Fridays ago, where you said that Bulldog team was angry after what happened on December the 4th. And I said, you know, I don't think I'll ever forget that, because they played like it that night against the Wolverines. And in hindsight now, and, you know, you and I both are writers, so we like these storytell things that happen. That loss to Alabama on December the 4th might have been the best thing to happen to this football team.
No question about that. I mean, it made Georgia angry. It made Georgia focused. And that's what enabled, you know, I think, you know, Kirby Smart and that squad to pull out the national championship. I mean, there was a couple of times in that championship game where I thought, you know, hey, they're not going to come back from this. This is too much of a, even though the deficit wasn't much. I mean, just everything was just going against Georgia. You know, I didn't think they were going to have the fortitude, if you want to call it that, to bounce back. But they proved me wrong, and the defense did just a tremendous job. And then again, what Stetson Bennett, the offense, did there in the fourth quarter, you know, to come back and win the game was just tremendous.
I mentioned yesterday when we were talking about the Georgia defense, you know, in 1985, the Chicago Bears had one of the best defenses we'll ever see. I don't know statistically how much better or worse it is compared to those Steelers teams that you and I were young for back in the 70s or whatever, the Steel Curtain or whatever. But we know that 85 Bears team was just loaded with talent, ridiculous. Never able to really – they had good defenses moving forward, but obviously they couldn't keep all the players, and one by one they peeled off, and they were never the same. And look, I don't think there's any reason for this Georgia fan base to be worried about next year, but we do need to kind of think that it's going to be hard for any defense to top what happened with this group this year, right?
No doubt about it. I mean, I think we'll see in the next few years here in the NFL, whatever, this group of guys, you know, moves on to the next level. We know Georgia has eight guys, you know, slated to play in the Senior Bowl here, you know, end of next week, which I'll be down in Mobile for that. Then you can, you know, again, look at guys like Jordan Davis and you know, next year, Jalen Carter and a couple of other guys who are, you know, Nolan Smith, who are going to, I think, have great careers, you know, in the next level, you know, as well. So, we'll still a few years away before we know how really truly great this is, but this defense was. But I think there's no question when we're able to look back, and a lot of these names are going to be remembered for seasons to come.
Anthony Dasher, our guest, UGASports.com. You mentioned Nolan Smith, the Smith boys. For the three of them to come back, Nolan, Chris, and Ty Key, it's a big deal for next year, isn't it?
Oh, huge deal. I mean, talk about the two guys in the secondary. Of course, you know, Ty Key is going to have to come back from the you know, torn ACL, and you know, it's not quite clear when he's going to be ready. I mean, you can go by the typical, you know, 8-9, you know, 10-month timeline, and it should put him back, you know, hopefully sometimes in fall camp. But no doubt getting him back and Chris Smith back is huge or secondary, which you know, lost some key performers. And, you know, getting William Poole back as well.
Yeah.
He played great over the last couple, especially in the playoffs. So, I mean, that's going to be another, I think, important thing. But Nolan Smith, though, you know, aside from Nakobe Dean, Nolan may have been the best leader on the entire team, you know, this past year. He's just a guy, you know, he's not afraid to say what's on his mind, and his teammates don't listen to him. Nakobe, you know, obviously was the same way, but I think Nolan having him back from that perspective is – not just what he does on the field at that outside linebacker, you know, spot, but just what he's going to do, I think, as a whole for his leadership capabilities. It's just going to be tremendous for this team next fall.
And then Stetson Bennett returning. I think we were curious about how this would play out. I don't think anybody shocked at JT Daniels leaving, but after the comments of Stetson the day after, we were a little curious about that, but it seemed to work out the way it needed to.
Yeah, no doubt. And I was kind of curious some of the response that we've seen on social media and even on our message boards that Stetson announced he was going to come back. But I think it's huge for Georgia. I mean, I know people are excited about, you know, what the future holds at quarterback, what Brock Vandergriff is going to bring, what Gunnar Stockton is going to bring. But right now, I mean, it's really hard to argue against Stetson Bennett. I know people still want to bring up his size, et cetera, but I think it's about time we get past all that and look at what the guy has done on the field at the University of Georgia. That's what's most important, not what he did in high school, where he was ranked or anything, you know, of that nature. And you look how much Stetson improved this year. You know, my colleague Brent Rollins had some great numbers on that here. I believe it was yesterday from his, you know, passing percentage when we went up like almost like 23, 24 points.
Yep.
I would certainly think he's going to get a little bit better than he was last year. I think you're looking at Stetson Bennett having a even better season, you know, next year. He finished, 29 touchdown passes this year in 7 interceptions. I think, you know, having a full year under his belt, you know, learning the offense even more than what he already does, could have an even more special season next fall.
Dash, forgive me, I do not read the dog vent, but we have talked about some of the negative reaction to – some of the negative reaction to Stetson's decision to return, and we have hoped and believed that it was a very low number. That you can't ignore the low number, but we've hoped it's not been a lot. Has it been a lot, or has it been only a few?
No, it hasn't been a lot. It's just you know, some of the ones who are, you know, maybe wish Stetson had moved on. I think that group maybe is a little louder, perhaps. Then you know what's really the, you know, a true indication of how many fans are quote unquote upset, which I don't think they are. I mean, it's just a small minority, and they like the bark a little bit louder than other people. I think that's the biggest thing. So I think most people, you know, should be thrilled, and I think they are that Stetson coming back for one more season.
I want your reaction to this, and God knows you've had discussions, I will call them, on your Twitter feed as well with people who have argued not only. Well, mainly before, of course, the game and before the Michigan game and so forth about the JT Daniels Stetson Bennett discussion, I'll call it. I don't think it's an issue. But I've said, Dash, a couple of things. Number one, yeah, sure. When JT first went down, I'm like, uh-oh, we may be in trouble. Second, I changed when the Kentucky game, when he got leveled down there and near the west end zone. And I mean, he got just – leveled, there's no other word to describe it, and got right up. And then not too far after that, Nolan Smith came out unsolicited to talk about Stetson Bennett. And plus, thirdly, you could see his improvement, and there's no question. I retweeted Brent's numbers. I think Brent's great. It shows you how much better he's gotten, but you could see how much better he was compared to last year. Anything else besides those three things kind of convince you as he went along he was the guy for this job?
Not really. I mean, you know, I was like a lot of people early on. In fact, I think I might have stated that Georgia was going to need JT Daniels to win an NFL championship. Obviously, I was completely, you know, wrong on that. But it got to about three quarters, you know, down, you know, through the season, and you know, we saw how Stetson was performing, how his teammates were supporting him, and all that, and it just became apparent that he was going to be the guy. He started looking a little closer and say maybe he does fit this offense better. And I know people still hate to hear this. I got people arguing about this even today when they talk about why the change was made. And I keep mentioning mobility factor. And but that was a huge part of it. I mean, I make no mistake. I mean, and I'm not taking a thing away from the offensive line. They did a great job this year. But I am telling you, if JT had been the quarterback, yeah, he would have had some great games. I have no doubt about that. But he also would have been sacked 25, 27, 30 mm-hmm. times, in my humble opinion. Where Stetson, the fact he was able to escape a lot of these pressures and, you know, and make some plays happen, extend plays, that's what Georgia coaches were ultimately, you know, looking for. And I know people say, well, why did Stetson not start the first game of the year? Well, you know, just the way it happened. And, you know, coaches, the season went along and it became apparent what the strengths and weaknesses of the team were going to be. That's when the decision, after, you know, JT hurt himself that second time, hey, we need to maybe change things up a little bit for Stetson because he's going to give us our best shot to win. And ultimately, coaches were proven right.
Absolutely. $7 million he's paid to make those big decisions. Got about a minute left. The departure of Jermaine Burton. You concerned about that for the depth at wide receiver, or could Eric Gilbert be a factor that could make that less of an impact?
Well, if he can, in fact, come back and, you know, and perform like everybody believes that he can and will, then I don't think it'll, you know, hurt that much. The other key one, though, too, is Arian Smith. If Arian Smith can come back and stay healthy, that's going to alleviate some of that, the deep threat, you know, losing that Jermaine is going to, you know, leave, you know. But I think they'll be all right. I mean, I think you're still going to be able to look at the transfer portal, you know, in the spring when more guys come off of that. I think you'll see Georgia, Kirby Smart, add a couple of big play guys, you know, from there. So, This story is a long way from being over as it comes to, you know, Georgia's receiving core being set for next year.
No question about it. No question. Great stuff. Anthony Dasher, AnthonyDasher1 on Twitter, UGASports.com. Dash, we'll have you on next week to talk basketball, but we'll drink heavily before we do, okay?
All right, Bill.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Bill Shank Show.
Bulldogs are on 93.1 and 98.3 FM, the Superstations.